When you and I invoke the Word of God, what we're really invoking in our life is truth and freedom. You see, truth is the only place where we will find freedom. Freedom is founded on the truth. Freedom is sustained by the truth. And freedom truly means I know the truth. For all of us who've ever been in combat, we do honor our branches of service. Many of us find ourselves broken because of the friends we've left behind, the true heroes of all battles. But Jesus said, I have a message for you when it comes to freedom. I want you to understand that without the truth, you can never be free. It doesn't matter how great our armed services are. There's no one in the world, even the crazy ones, who think they can attack America and survive. We do have the greatest of all military forces throughout the world. But what good does it do America to only have the military without the truth? Truth is where the real freedom comes from. Oh, let me put it this way. Do you have friends? Or you yourself? How often do you find yourself, you're in a free nation? America, basically, we still are free. We see ourselves in this free country. Yet on the inside, we don't feel freedom. Wants above needs. Brokenness above the unity of love. Many will walk around throughout the majority of their lifetime, and as they walk around, they are slaves. You and I have so often found ourselves slaves of sin, like this morning. I don't know what it was, but I can tell you this for a fact. Every one of us sinned. Isn't it amazing how, though, we sort of want to forget our sins, and the best way we seem to find out how to forget our shortcomings is to bring up others? And God looks at us and says, I know you, and I want you to be free. Though we walk in freedom on earth, without that spiritual freedom, we are of all people most miserable. God said, I want to bring to you love and peace, because that's a part of being free. But we choose to think about our failures. We choose to be wrapped up in a past that you and I can never change. And God's Word says, I want you to be free indeed. But freedom is only found in truth. And Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, no one can go to the Father except through me. That's the truth. I'm ready and willing to show you how much I love you. I'm going to take your sins, all your faults, all your failures, all your wrongdoings, period, and I'm going to take them on myself. I'm going to represent you before my Father in heaven. And I'm going to let my Father know about my brothers and my sister. I'm going to send your name up, Jesus says. And your name is going to be a part of me. And I am going to be a part of you. And it's up to you to decide how much of a part Jesus Christ will play in ourselves, in you, in me. Will he play a small part? Then you'll only see a little freedom. For once again, as we walk down that road of life, and we get excited here before we go around the curve, praise the Lord God, hallelujah. We go around the curve, and once again, we're in the ditch of life. Slide right in that big ditch. Get down there, wallow in the sins of life until we realize I don't feel free. Sin can never give us not only the feeling of freedom, it will never ever bring us freedom. One name, Jesus Christ. Only way to get to the Father is through the one who loves us the most, who calls me brother, who calls you sister. Jesus being the truth. Once again, we see him as he is standing in front of a bunch of religious leaders known as the Pharisees. And Jesus is teaching them and preaching to them. What's he teaching and preaching? He's teaching and preaching what the prophets had said about him, about the Messiah that was coming. And he's letting them know, you're looking at him. And the scripture tells us that some of those Jewish leaders believed, but certainly not all. So we take up his word. Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 32. As he's looking at these Jewish leaders, he is letting them know something. Those of you who will keep my truth, my word, I will recognize you. And then he says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We're only set free by the truth of life. We focus so much on our dumb mistakes. We need to be looking more at those areas of our life that we've chosen not to be a mistake. Oh, that's okay for me to do. This is okay for me to do. God says, I want you to deal with truth. I love you. But Lord, I'm a sinner. Yeah, I died for you while you were still in the sinning state. When you said yes to me, I believe, then I have offered to you the truth. But I love you. I care for you so much. I'm going to let you see the truth about yourself. We have grown up dealing with this in life. We will have our family pictures made. We will have pictures made. Period. And then we will say, can you sort of airbrush something there? Saying, can you sort of make me look like it's not really me? Will you sort of, take a little weight off? All you have to do is, a little cropping here and there and push it in and, make me look like I think I look. Jesus said, when the truth is in your heart, I'm going to show you. Show you the truth. Now, when we said, tell the truth, Jesus said, I'm going to show you the truth. Ponce de Leon said he was looking for the fountain of youth. Jesus says, I am the fountain of life, eternal life. You can ask any youth you want to. Now, youth, all of us old people in here used to be young. Now, that's effect, even though we try to act young today, that's what puts us in the hospitals. But youth have more problems today in this generation than I had growing up in my generation. Gosh, I was in the Marine Corps at 17. But they deal with the reality of the world. Friends who said to them, oh, it won't matter. And yet even those friends are hoping that that young person goes and serves the Lord anyway. That they can see someone who has found the truth, because they want to hear that truth and they want to be set free. They want the freedom also. Yet they won't say it, because we're in a society where we must fit in. Social media can be used for some great, great ministry. But your pastor had to get out of it. Especially when he's been a prison chaplain for almost 30-some years. But I noticed people getting angry. When Randy had set it up, I knew how to type. I didn't know how to do anything else. So here I am, trying to set it up for our church. Jesus set up eternal life based on his church, on his word. I did not know the rules of Facebook. So I was trying to let everyone know that really I was wanting to be able to meet up with our church members. And then when I would get, will you friend me, and it wasn't a church member, I left it alone. But the biggest mistake I made was when I capitalized all my letters. I do that so I can see them better. I had no idea that it represented yelling at someone. And then I get all of these emails and texts and everything else saying, why are you yelling at us? So I knew then I was not smart enough to stay on Facebook. God says to you and I want to be your Facebook. I want to be the face of your life. I want to be the face that you see every time you get on your knees and pray, every time you're driving, walking, and praying, every time there's a problem in your life. I want to be your face. And I've already given you the book. And in that face book, I want you to know that to be free, you must accept what is true. The truth. And Jesus says, I'm going to give it to you. Why? Because I love you. We will spend our whole life looking for so many things. Young look for success. The younger than the young, they're just hoping they can graduate, period, from anything. Then they look for the right choice in a mate. Men with women, women with men. They look for it. For it is in truth that you will find that. And God says, I want you to have all the freedom that can ever be handed out. So I'm going to tell you the truth. And we call that conviction. When God convicts us within our spirit that we're wrong. And then our spirit is trying to work with us, God's Holy Spirit in us, working with us to remind us to be free and to stay free. As he continues to do that in our life, we fall prey to the lie again. Because we don't really want to hear the truth or see the truth. Because truth is ugly. Truth is vicious. I'm going to tell you the truth about you. You know what the Apostle Paul told them about that deal? He said, look, people, I don't even have a right to judge myself. So your all's judgment against me means nothing. I know Jesus. And that's the truth. It is the truth that sets us free. Yes, I admit I'm a sinner. Yes, I admit that so often I'd rather be in the ditch of life. Because when you deal with the truth about yourself, that can put you in a state of depression. Without the truth serum, the blood of Jesus running in the veins of Christians. Listen to me, Christian. You have had a blood transfusion. And it is the blood of Christ that cries out on our behalf. When we recognize Jesus in public, Jesus says, I know Larry Pete. My name's in the book, folks. I know Jesus. But Jesus tells us that truth about sin. Listen to John 8, 34, 36 through 36 in all of this. Verse 34, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. What the Pharisees were telling him was, hey, wait just a minute there, Jesus. We are sons of Abraham. We have never been enslaved, period, ever. And then Jesus breaks it to them. I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Is that why the Apostle Paul let us know he was a slave to Jesus? He focused on the true word. And then as soon as he would turn that curve and he said, I don't know what I am doing. Sin in my life had been revealed to me. I promise that I won't do it again. And then as soon as I turn that curve, I'm in a ditch again. Do you know that Jesus knows when we're going to hit the ditch again and again and again, and he still loves us? You see, all the bad cases of the stupids I've had over the years, Jesus, when he convicted me, when I accepted him as Lord and Savior of my life, he knew all the dumb stuff I was going to do after I got saved, and he saved me anyway. Now that's love, folks. And that's the truth. And that happens to be the strength. Because you see, the truth about sin is everyone who sins is a slave to sin. So you and I, according to God's holy word, we have that battle in us continually, don't we? We're fighting back and forth with who we are and the Spirit of Christ who indwells us. What a battle goes on inside of us. And the Lord says, I went to that cross for you. I shed my blood for you as an individual. I did it all for you because I love you. Knowing what you would do. Now, think about the cross again. God loves us so much that he allowed the tree to grow that would hold his only begotten son. He allowed the thorn bush to exist where the thorns came from that would be beat unto the head of his only begotten son. He knew all the things, the rocks that would be hurled at him. He knew. And he let it exist anyway. And he did that for you and me. Now that's love. That's the truth. Verse 35 of John 8. He said, I'm going to tell you the truth about family also. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family. But a son belongs to it forever. Huh? Okay, a slave to sin. I said yes to Jesus. I become a son of God, a brother to Jesus, a son to Jesus, a daughter to Jesus. I'm family. And God reminds me that I'm family. Do you know He never rejects me? And He'll never reject you when you have given your heart to Jesus Christ. You are in the family of God through eternity. Fact. Paul said, I don't even judge myself. So he was miserable with the rest of us. But do you know what his main misery was? He couldn't do more. So at the end, he says, I've ran the race, I fought the fight. He said, I finished. He didn't say he was perfect. He never said he was sinless. He said, I stayed in the race and it's finished. I have one opportunity, just like you do, to make a difference in the lives of individuals when it comes to preaching the gospel. The generation in which I'm born. I cannot preach in the past generations, nor those that are to come. But you see, the same Holy Spirit that indwells me is the same Holy Spirit that indwells you, Christian. That's why as Christians, we know when somebody's saying something that's against the Word of God. We know that. Red flags pop up in our mind and in our heart. But we know the truth. I'm family with Jesus. And a son belongs to it forever. Children, the child of a king remains the child of the king. And then the last truth I want to share is the truth about freedom. Itself. Verse 36. So if the Son set you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus Christ set me free. He let me know something. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. I give you your freedom, Larry. You are free to serve and worship me. But I also give you the freedom to hit that ditch of life. There is no time in your life, Christian, no time, to where God stops your freedom of choice. You're talking about governments do that. But he said, look, I'm going to give you the guideline for life called the Holy Bible as we know it. This is going to share with you my love for you. I'm merciful to you. I'll bring peace to you. I'll give you the faith that you need. Well, Lord, why don't I have more faith then? Because we don't use what He's given us. God does not waste anything, especially not one smidgen of the blood of His Son. If I say I have faith and I do not show my faith by my actions, then I got the problem. But I happen to still know the cure. It's Jesus. How many times do you hear your children cry out in pain? And you recognize that pain. Mainly they're running to mama. Because daddy's going to say, toughen it up. Suck it up, Marine. But mom is going to take care of the hurt with a bandage. But mainly with a hug. With a kiss. With that sweet voice, you're going to be okay, honey. But we put the band-aid on anyway. See, Jesus says, I will always be there with you and for you. I'm not going to walk out on you, but I love you way too much to to take away your freedom. But I want you to know that if you choose poorly, once again, you'll be in the ditch. God says, I'm not going to approve of all that garbage that you're wanting to get. I'm not going to approve of it. But he never takes away my freedom to choose. Never. And you will spend a lifetime trying to answer that one simple question for you. Why do I keep doing the very things that I don't want to do? And the very things I want to do, I don't do. It's because we lay down the truth to pick up popularity. We'll lay down the truth to be pleasers of man instead of pleasers of God. We will push aside the reality of life, hurt, brokenness, and blame God for it. Why would a God of love allow this to happen? Our God of love allowed human beings to be free to choose right from wrong. Most of our life, we will choose poorly. But at the end, let me share this with you, folks. Throughout my 40-some years of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, I know and have seen the hurt in the heart and the spirit and the eyes and the faces of men and women, boys and girls, just like all of us grew up with. I have witnessed time and time again man's inhumanity to man and would ask the question, why? But the God who loves us so much loves us too much to control our actions. I was given the choice. Preach my gospel, Larry. I'll love you if you don't. But I'm calling you to preach, calling you to teach, calling you to sing, calling you to smile, calling you to be the one that that child will run to because they know there'll be peace, there'll be protection. Out of all the hurt and pain, I realize something. There's nothing like running to the arms of Jesus. Like the prodigal would run to his father. And the father gets so excited. Mom, son's home. Here he comes. Come on, come on, see. Our son once was lost, but now he's found. He's come home. It's party time. For my son who was lost is found. Peace. That happens to be the truth of life. And when you know the truth, it just don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your name and thank you, dear Lord God, for your truth, for reminding us, Father, of how all of our failures that we look at in our life, you discard through your love for your Son. Thank you, Father, for touching us, each one, as you bring peace to each heart. We commit you to you, Heavenly Father, ourselves, and pray for that peace, that we might share that peace through your Son to the world. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.